How's your health and recovery going at the moment?
Completely healthy. There's no recovery. I've been back recovery 100% a while ago. So, man, it's all about 2015 and moving forward.
Rashad, are you doing anything differently to make sure that you have a better chance of getting through a 16-game season?
Differently, I wouldn't say differently. I'm a pretty detailed person. And to actually say that I'm doing something differently now would kind of ask, was I preparing hard last year? I'm sticking to my routine. This is a physical game. It is a reason why there's a ton of doctors on the sideline. There's some things you can't control, but trust that I'm doing everything that I can, and I'm excited for this year.
Rashad, this team is the only team with a losing record last year to have 5 primetime games scheduled this year. I'm just wondering, particularly on offense, do you sense the excitement within that locker room, even as workouts start, that this offense can be particularly productive?
Yes. There's no question about it. We look around the locker room. We got great players. Everybody's coming back healthy, flying around, going into year 2 in the same system. That makes a tremendous difference. I think McAdoo explained to us, last year we installed a system. This year we get to run our offense, and it's a difference. Different attitude, different command in the huddle, different understanding of what's going on. It's not about lining up in the right place now. It's about making plays. So that's what we expect. We got explosive players, great offensive linemen. We got the capabilities in every single position to make sure we're in this playoff push.
Did you sense that comfort level was missing last year with not just for you but for the whole team with the new offense? Or was there a point where you thought that maybe you were starting to really grasp it?
Repeat the question.
You were talking about last year you were installing the offense, and now it's your offense. So last year, were there points where you were uncomfortable, or everyone seemed uncomfortable with it, or was there a point where you started to really grasp it, or does it just not happen until now?
I wouldn't say uncomfortable. As a professional athlete, I think you learn to be comfortable in any uncomfortable situation. But, it's just more ownership and knowing what's going to happen before it happens. Instead of playing checkers, we're playing chess.
What do you think Shane Vereen adds, and does it change anything for you in your mind in terms of your role here?
He's going to add explosiveness, depth. He's a smart player. He's good at catching out the backfield. And he brings an element to the game that obviously as another player we didn't have last year. So he's going to bring competition. He's a good player, so I'm excited to see what he brings. And as far as myself, look, I'm here to help us win a championship, period. I owe a lot to the city, this organization, and a lot to prove for myself. So however I'm getting used, know that I'm going to be out on the field, moving the chains, protecting the quarterback, scoring touchdowns, and being productive. It doesn't matter who's out there first, who's out there last. We're trying to win a championship.
Tom talked about always analyzing and changing and tweaking the training regimen around here to make it, the best for that division, that team, and as everything progresses. Have you seen any change in the strength and conditioning program at all, or anything that maybe you see that might be different this year than it was last year, or even major changes you've seen over the years?
Well, last year was my first year here, and OTAs, we're into day 3. So the changes, I'm probably sure if they're in there, they're going to start to develop. But, it's really focusing on durability, taking care of the body. So again, nobody has the rocket science answer. This is football, man. I dare anybody to come try without getting through and not getting nicked up. But that's not what it's about. We got depth. We got the guys that can win across the board. That's really what it's all about. You could have the best trainers you call in the world. You could have the best coaches you would say in the world. There's no control to the standards of life. So We're going to control what we can control. We got the best leadership out here from head to bottom in the Giants organization. We're going to play ball this year.
You talk about being here to win a championship. You mentioned playoffs before. Do you look at this year's team as a playoff team and potentially a championship team?
No question.
What makes you say that?
Because we got the skill set to do that. We showed flashes last year, but they were obviously being overshadowed by what we didn't do so well. And we eliminate the self-inflicted wounds, the before the snap, after the snap, mental errors. It's a different team.
Shane Vereen's not here today. Does that drive you a little bit to know where he is?
Nah, I actually know where he is, but it doesn't. They won the championship last year, so they get to go visit the president. So I'm gonna shoot him some text messages and ask him to let Obama change some things. But nah, he's enjoying himself as he should. You know, they get a chance to do something special. But Shane's a great player. He's a teammate. He's not an enemy. We're working together, and we're going to win the championship together.